الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: يا أيها الناس، من كان عنده مظلمة فليرده اليوم قبل أن لا يكون درهم ولا متاع، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, the month of Rabiul Awwal just passed. We are in the month of Rabiul Akhir. Generally, the month of Rabiul Awwal, as we are well aware, is synonymous to a very large extent with the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we tend to celebrate and acknowledge this great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the ummah with gatherings of seerah, nazams, naats, poems, expressions in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The point what many of us, unfortunately, because to a large extent, as is often the complaint of our akabirin and of our spiritual elders, to many of us our deen has become what we call rasam and riwaj, rituals. We are going through the motions. The reality, haqaiq, that unfortunately to a large extent escapes us. 12th of Rabiul Awwal, being the date of the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is contentious. There are many, many differences of opinion with regards to this. However, there is consensus of the ulama-i-kiram that 12th of Rabiul Awwal was actually the date of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The greatest loss, the greatest tragedy that humanity experienced was the loss of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was his demise. And ulama say this was first amongst the asharat of sa'ah. This was the first amongst the signs of qiyamah. The point, when somebody passes away, part of my and your iman and deen is our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So somebody that is near, somebody that is beloved to you, just passes away. What are the rights that that individual has over us? The rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. Allah tells us in the Quran, the right of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over you and I is even greater than our own life. We owe a debt greater than our life to Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming back to the point, somebody passes away. The question, what did he leave behind? What was his miras? What was his legacy? And more importantly, in the context of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you and I should be asking ourselves the question, since very, very quickly we rush to this claim, Main to aashiq e rasool hu, I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is part of iman. to love him more than your own life and your own wealth. Your iman cannot be complete without that. So the question, what was his miras? What was his legacy? And miras, generally we tend to give it, quantify it in financial terms. How much tarka, how much inheritance he left behind. In the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more important than financial terms, what was the ruhani, spiritual legacy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How many of you and I have taken that to heart? The 12 or 13 days from the 28th of Safar of Maradul Wafat, of the sickness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, prior to him departing from this world, there were many lessons, many spiritual ruhani legacies that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam left behind. Because understand, our iman, my and your aqidah, is that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wasallam is alive in his qabr. The bodies of Anbiya alayhi musallatu wassalam, Allah protected them from being consumed by the sand of the grave. My and your link with the zikr, with the mention of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Example, Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, La yaq'udu qawm maq'adan la yadhkurun Allah ta'ala wa yusalluna 'ala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa kanat 'alayhim hasratan yawm al-qiyamah wa fi riwayatin kanama tafarraqu an jifati himar aw kama qal. No group of my ummah will gather, no group of my ummah will gather in any gathering in which they will not make the zikr of Allah, speak about Allah, in which they will not send salawat upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak about Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speak about him. And what happens? Allahu Akbar, his zikr, his mention was itarul majlis, was the perfume of any gathering. Naturally, the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala who says, ma masastu di hariran wala dibajan at alyan min kaffin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I never touched any silk brocade or any silk fabric that was softer than the skin of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala shamamtu miskan wala ambaran atyab min rihi rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, I never smelt any musk or any amber or any beautiful fragrance that was more beautiful than the natural fragrance which emanated from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir bin Samura radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, famasastu jildahu faidha huwa abrad min al-thalj wa atyab riham min al-misk. He says, I touched the hand, the skin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I found it to be cooler than ice and more sweet smelling than musk. Umme Sulaim, the mother of Anas bin Malik, says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting at the time of Qailullah in my home. I placed a container under him. When his eyes opened, he saw that I had been collecting the drops of perspiration from the body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said to me, Umm Sulaim, what are you doing? She says, Ya Rasulullah, I mix this with my perfume to enhance the beauty of the fragrance of my perfume. Naturally, from the body of Rasulullah, not hayyan only, not hayyan only, not only when he was alive in the world, at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qalat Umm Salma, one of the wives of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mothers of the believers, Umm Salma radiyallahu ta'ala anha says, wada'tu yadi ala sadri nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yawma mat. She says, I placed my hand on the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of his demise, 12th of Rabiul Awwal, Monday, 11th year of Hijrah. She says, فَمَرَّ بِي جُمَعٌ فَمَرَّ بِي كَانْ كَوْلْ كَرْ سُنْ لِنَا. Listen to this. She says, مَرَّ بِي جُمَعٌ أَكُلُ وَأَتَوَضَّعُ فَمَا تَذْهَبُ عَنْ جِلْدِي رِيحَ الْمِسْكِ. She says, weeks passed. I made wudu upon wudu. I ate and I washed my hand over and over again several times as is natural. She says, weeks passed and still the beautiful fragrance did not leave my skin that I placed on the chest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of his passing away. Aisha wa mada radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she says, shakhasa basaruhu ila sama, at the time of the final moment of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's gaze raised towards the heavens. She says, I heard the words leaving his mubarak lips, bir rafiqil ala min al jannah, bir rafiqil ala min al jannah. She says, I realized the time of departure had come. She says, fama wajad falamma kharajat nafsuhu ma wajadtu rihan atyab min. She says, at the time that the soul of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left his body, the entire room filled up with the fragrance, she says, the like of which I have never experienced. Allama Zahabi rahimahullah says, la yataghayyar rihuhu fa huwa ma zala al an atyab min rihil mis. This is that hujra, this is that maqam, this is that place that was chosen for the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his resting place till qiyamah. Abu Aqil Hanbali rahimahullah says, someone came, they put this question, what is more virtuous, ayyuma afdal, Kaabatullah, the Kaaba of Allah. What is Kaaba? Inna awwala bayt wudhi'a lin-nas lalladhi bi Bakkah mubarakan wa hudan lil alamin. The first house of Allah on this earth, the first structure on this earth, that structure that malaika was sent down to build upon this earth, Kaabatullah, or hujratun nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the hujra, the resting place of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is more virtuous? She said, in kunta aradta majarrat al hujra fal ka'batu afdal. If your question is just a comparison of that room with Kaaba, then the Kaaba is more virtuous. But if your question, wahuwa fiha, you are asking which is more virtuous, and he is there, who? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he says, fa wallahi wa rabbil Kaaba. He says, I take a qasam on Allah, I take a qasam on the Rabb of the Kaaba. La hamalatul arsh wala hamalatuhu wala al aflaqud daira. Allah's arsh, the hamilin arsh, the seven heavens and the seven earth put on one side by the qasam of my Allah, all that put together can never be more virtuous than that hujra when it contains the body of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah has made it haram upon the earth to consume that body. Allama Zahabi rahimahullah says, فَهُوَ مَا زَالَ لَا يَتَغَيَّ الرِّيحُ. His fragrance as he was when he was alive has not changed till now. That beautiful Mubarak fragrance, better than any perfume of this world, is still emanating from that Mubarak body in that Mubarak room. Just his mention, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat of Abu Huraira, which I mentioned just now, that a gathering, don't speak of Allah, don't send salawat on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't speak of my Nabi, and what happens? It is as if you have gathered around the rotting body of a decrepit, corpse of a donkey, كَأَنَّمَا تَفَرَّقُوا أَنْ جِيفَةِ حِمَارِ. Stench will fill that gathering. Speak about Allah. Speak about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he was alive, in Nuzhatul Majalis it is mentioned. Allama ibn Jawzi rahimahullah mentions in Bustan, when he was alive, Sahaba were with him, that entire gathering would emanate with a smell sweeter than musk. After he has passed away from this world, speak about him and that gathering fills up with fragrance till hatta tartakhtariq as-samawati as-saba, it rises up this up through the seven heavens, hatta tantahi ila arshir rahman, till it reaches right up to the arsh of Allah. Every creation of Allah besides insan and jinnat get the beautiful fragrance that is linked to just the mention of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they make istighfar for the people in that majlis who are remembering Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his legacy? What was his ruhani miras? Like I said, Rabiul Awwal passed. We talk about the birth. What about the demise? What did he leave behind? What was the worry? Because, understand, long before that demise, athar and signs of the impending departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam were there. One example I am giving. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma was a young man at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in the khilafat of Sayyidina Umar, he was in his early teens. Kana Umar yudkhiluna fi majlisi ahli Badr. Akabi, he says, Umar would make me sit in the majlis of ashyakhu Badr, of the senior sahaba of Badr. They were perplexed. Why is Umar honoring this youngster to such an extent? Walana abnaun mithlahu. We've got little children the same age as him. How is it that Umar honors him like this? He says, one day, Umar addressed senior sahaba and he said, ma taqulun, what do you people have to say about the revelation of Surah Fatah? Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir innahu kana tawwaba. Literal translation for you and I. Allah says, when the help of Allah comes, when victory comes, what is victory? What is the help of Allah? Not wealth, not gold and diamonds coming to Medina, no. What is victory? What was the maqsad of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. You will see people entering into the deen of Allah, in flocks. Delegations will enter into Islam. This is victory. This was the cry and pain of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humanity to be saved from Jahannam and enter Jannah. So what must you do at that time? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Make tasbih of Allah. Praise Allah. Make istighfar. Ask Allah for forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah is very forgiving. Allah is very merciful. Umar addresses the senior sahaba of Badr, the Ahle Majalis, the Ahlul Shura of Umar, that what do you have to say about this surah of the Quran? They said, أُمِرْنَا أَن نَحْمَدَ اللَّهَ وَنَسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِذَا نُسِرْنَا وَفُتِحَ عَلَيْنَا. Allah is commanding us, praise Allah, make istighfar. When Allah opens the door to victory, when the help of Allah Ta'ala comes, at that time Umar turns to this youngster, small child, early teens, Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ahle Bayt, Ahle Rasul, ma taqul, what do you have to say about the surah of the Quran? He says, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ ذَلِكَ عَلَامَةُ أَجْلِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. Allah is informing the ummah that the impending departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come near. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ. Why? Maqsad of nubuwat was what? Maqsad of nubuwat was what? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. The door to hidayat is now open. So Allah is informing the ummah, my Nabi is soon to be taken away. So what must you do? First legacy, first miras, first inheritance you and I got from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the words of Allama, of Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, beautifully how he put it.
He said, har amal ke ikhtitam. At the ending of every action, at the ending of every life, at the ending of every action, at the ending of every deed, whether Ramadan finishes, whether Hajj finishes, whether you have returned from 4 months in the path of Allah, whatever good deed you have done, at the ending of it, there must be two things. What? The first thing is i'tirafu taqseer. I'tirafu taqseer. Second thing, khawfu rad. First, acknowledge your weakness. Whatever good deed you have done, compared to the majesty and greatness of Allah, it can never ever be compared. So make istighfar. Ask forgiveness from Allah and fear that Allah has rejected your action. Do not have pride in whatever good deed you did. This is tawfiq from Allah. So Allah commands Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. First sign of his departure. I'm digressing. Abdullah bin Abbas is referred to as Hibrul Ummah, as Tarjumanul Quran. Such a blessing. He mentions about the surah. He says, "Hadihi akhiru suratin nazalat jami'a min al-Quran." He said, "This is the last surah in a complete form to be revealed of the Quran. In it, we are informed of the impending departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Where did this type of intelligence come from? Where did this perception come from? Where did this title come from? He says, "Dakhaltu an-Nabiyya sallallahu alaihi wasallam al-khala." One day, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to relieve himself. Small child, 6 or 7 years of age. He says, "I noticed Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to relieve himself. He went to make istinja. What did I do? Wadatu lahu wudu'ahu. I placed the lota for his wudu outside with the place so that when he returns, the water will be there. When my Nabi came, khidmat." Look at the intellect. Look at the foresight of this little child making the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When my Nabi saw the water there, he says, "I didn't advertise that I brought though. I placed it there." Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked, "Who has placed this water for my wudu?" When he was informed, it was the little child, your cousin Abdullah bin Abbas. At that time, the words left the Mubarak lip of my Nabi. Allahumma faqihu fid deen wa allimhu ta'wil. Oh Allah, bless him with the complete comprehension of deen. Allimhu ta'wil. Teach him the science of interpretation. In other words, interpretation of the Quran. On the barakah and blessing of this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was the result of sincere khidmat and service to Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hibrul Ummah, Tarjumanul Quran. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says to Umar in the gathering of the senior of the Quraysh that this is the sign of the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what must you do? Increase your istighfar. Increase your istighfar. Istighfar has to become part of our life. What did my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? The day is coming. Yawma la yanfa'u malu wa la banun. Not your wealth is going to help you. Not your family is going to help you. Yawma yafirru al-mar'u min akhi wa ummihi wa abi wa sahibatihi wa bani. Every human relationship will have broken down. No father, no mother, no wife, no child will want to know their relative. Also, humanity will be running helter-skelter. They will have been stripped of even their physical clothing. A day of such fear. Khasha'atil aswad. Total, complete silence. Fala tasma'u illa hamsa. Yawma tubala sarayir. When the secrets will be opened. Yawma tashhadu alayhim al-sinatuhum wa aydihim wa arjuluhum bima kanu ya'malun. When the limbs of the body will start giving testimony against you. My Nabi gave us one nuskha, one prescription on that day. He said, "Man ahabba antasurrahu, man ahabba antasurrahu sahifatahu, falyukthir fiha min al-istighfar." He said, any one of you, any one of my ummah who wants to be happy on that day when your book of deeds are open, then let it be that in that book of deeds there is excessive istighfar. Excessive istighfar. Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, inna kunna lana'uddu fi majlisi rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rabbi ighfirli wa tub alayya innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim, akthara min 100 marra. He says, we the sahaba would count in one majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one majlis he would say this, Rabbi ghfirli, O Allah forgive me, wa tub alayya, O Allah accept my repentance, innaka anta tawwabur rahim, you are very forgiving, very merciful. He says, more than 100 times in one majlis, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make istighfar. This 100 times morning, 100 times at night, istighfar. This is not some brainchild of Maulana Ilyas or the Tabligh Jamaat. This is to bring the ummah back onto the direct seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is to introduce the shan and shiar of a Muslim. That is a separate topic. I'm not going into details. One sign of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his ruhani miras? What did he leave behind? Kasratul istighfar. Kasratul istighfar. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Innahu kana tawwaba. Another sign on the hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. خذوا عني مناسككم فإنه لعلي لا أحج بعد عامي هذا. O my Sahaba, learn the way of Hajj from me, because perhaps after this year I will not make Hajj again with you. Another riwayat, لعلي لا ألقاكم بعد عامي هذا. He begins his final khutbah on the plains of Arafah. How does he begin? Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada. O my Sahaba, perhaps after this year I will be no more amongst you. There is no language, there are no verbal or grammatical expressions that can ever describe the pain and the hurt this must have caused to Sahaba when my Nabi said, perhaps after this year you will see me no more. Collectively, individually also, he takes Muaz bin Jabal, walking, Muaz is on the camel, right up to Al-Juruf, 7 kilometers outside Medina Munawara, sending him for what? For Dawat and Tabligh. Dawat and Tabligh to Yemen, 6 months before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, when he reaches Juruf, he turns to Muaz, Ya Muaz, Asa Allah talqani ba'da ami hada wa la'allaka tamurru bi masjidi hada wa bi qabri. Muaz, after this year you will see me no more. When you come back to Medina, you will find my masjid, you will find my qabr. Fabaka Muaz jash'an li firaqi Rasulillah. Muaz radiyallahu anhu burst into tears over the pain of separation from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm cutting the incident short. He averts his gaze in order not to exacerbate the grief of Muaz. Tears are pouring down the cheeks of the Nabi of Allah over the pain of separation from his beloved Sahabi. But what is the advice? Ruhani miras, ruhani legacy. What did he leave behind? Inna awla an-nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. Muaz, whether my qabr is in Medina and you are in South Africa, or you are in Yemen, wherever you are of my ummah, they will be close to me who will come onto taqwa. Cultivate the consciousness of Allah. Cultivate the fear of Allah. Imbibe yourself with taqwa. What is taqwa? Develop that level of iman that causes you to obey Allah and to stay away from the disobedience of Allah. He says you will be close to me, whether it is 14 centuries ago or whether it is Qurbu Sa'a. Wherever, whoever, whenever. Awlan nasi bil muttaqun man kanu wa haythu kanu. That was individual al-wida on the plains of Mina and Arafah. Arafah particularly. Ijtimai al-wida. And at the end of it, after delivering that khutbah, what was his miras? What was the pain in the heart? Hal ballagh, hal ballagh, hal ballagh. Have I fulfilled the haqq of da'wat and tabligh? Have I fulfilled the haqq of da'wat and tabligh? That which the ummah today has consigned to the work of some jamaat and some group. MashaAllah, me to muttaqi hu, me to namazi hu. I read namaz. I went for hajj. I did this, I did that. No need now for me to engage in da'wat and tabligh. My respected brothers, this was his legacy. This is what he left behind. This is what he planted in the seeds of Sahaba. Hal ballagh, Did I fulfill the haqq of tabligh? Like a kaleidoscope, the stones tied to his stomach, the Mubarak blood being spilt, the family members being slaughtered, the home where the fire would not be lit to cook food for months on end, all that like a kaleidoscope was in front of them. For what? For this tabligh and da'wah, for humanity to be saved from Jahannam and enter into Jannah, for going person to person, 10 to 10, town to town, individually to individual to individual, calling one person to Allah. So with one voice, they said, بَلَّغْتَ الرِّسَالَةَ وَأَدَّيْتَ الْأَمَانَةَ وَنَصَحْتَ الْأُمَّةَ وَكَشَفْتَ الْغُمَّةَ وَجَاهَدْتَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ. What was the sahabas? Farshwalo ka shahadat. This was the shahadat of the people of the earth that the haqq of tabligh Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had fulfilled. He did not stop at this. Raised up his shahadat finger. Then what does this mean? Oh Allah, my sahaba, the people of the earth have given shahadat. Now my Allah, you give shahadat. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Allahumma shahad. Very soon after that, that verse of the Quran, which on the one hand was a sign of his departure, on the other hand was the sharafat and honor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What verse? He was on his camel Adba after Asr on the day of Arafah, after having delivered this khutbah and sermon, the verse comes down. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Today deen has reached kamal, perfection. The favor of Allah is now complete, and the road is set, the road map to Jannah, the road map to Allah, the road map to akhirat, the road map to success is what? Deen-e-Islam, the way of life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing else besides this will be accepted. What does kamal-e-deen, itmam-e-ni'mat mean? The time of your departure is near. It was basically 90 days plus minus after the revelation of this verse that the first sign of Qiyamah, the greatest loss of humanity, the demise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam occurred. What was his miras? What did he leave behind? Time constraints, one or two more points. 6 days. I'm not going to go into details. Ulama have written kitabs with regards to marad al-wafat. But just one or two points. 6 days prior to his demise. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A group of sahaba come to visit Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi is in intense fever. Inni u'ak kama yu'ak rajulani minkum. It's mentioned in the hadith that the fever that I experience is double what anyone else in my ummah will ever experience. This was a way of Allah raising him. This was a way of giving an example to humanity. Abdullah bin Mas'ud and others enter. The tears, the face, the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam brim over with tears. And look at the love, look at the connection with the ummah. Marhaba, marhaban bikum, hayyakumullah, hafidhakumullah, awakumullah, nasarakumullah, rafa'akumullah, hadakumullah, waffaqakumullah, sallamakumullah, razaqakumullah, qabbalakumullah. Allah's qasam, there is no father, no mother, there is no relative that ever made dua, that ever made dua for those that they left behind. With this type of shafqat, with this level of comprehensiveness, what didn't he ask Allah for his ummah? What didn't he ask Allah for his ummah? Eyes are brimming over with tears. Marhaba, welcome to you. Allah keep you alive. Allah protect you. Allah place you in his shelter. Allah raise you. Allah elevate you. Allah honor you. Allah protect you. Allah accept you. Allah sustain you. Allahu Akbar. What du'as? There is no mother, no father that had this type of concern. And then, usikum bitaqwa Allah wa usillaha bikum wa astakhlifuhu alaykum. I am making wasiyat, my ruhani miras to you, my ummah, my sahaba. Through sahaba, you and I are addressed. I enjoin upon you the taqwa of Allah. The taqwa of Allah. And I place you in the care of Allah. I make Allah my khalifa over you. And then so that it, I'm cutting the incident short, so that it, there's no trace remains in my your mind that he was addressing only them. He was not addressing only them. What does he say to them? He says to them, فَإِنِّي أُشْهِدُكُمْ. Oh my Sahaba, I am making you a witness. One day, one person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Tuba liman amana bik wa ra'ak, Mubarak to that person who saw you and brought iman upon you. Mubarak to that person who saw you and brought iman upon you. Sahaba, what is the reaction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He says, Tuba, thumma tuba, thumma tuba. Mubarak, then Mubarak, then Mubarak. Saba marrat, wa fi riwayatin, ashra marrat, 7 times, 10 times. Liman amana bi wa lam yarani, to the one who without seeing me brought iman upon me. Oh my Sahaba, tears in the eyes. He said what no other Nabi said. He said, I am making you a witness that any one of my ummah till Qiyamah that will bring iman upon you, upon me. I am saying to you, inni ushidukum anni aqra'u salama alaykum. Convey the salams of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to that ummati of mine. Convey my salams to them. What is this? That all this dua, this pain, this concern is for every ummati till Qiyamah. What is our link? What is our ruhani mirath? How much have we taken it to heart? I'm running out of time. 5 days remained. It was Thursday. He passed away on Monday. 5 days remained. So sick, so weak, he can't move. Helped. One riwayat it comes. He instructs for a tub to be brought. They find one tub in the home of Hafsa radiallahu anha. Water from the 7 wells of Medina is poured. He is bathed, gets a little bit of himmat. Dragged on his feet. Feet dragging on the ground. Supported one side by Ibn Abbas. Supported the other side by Ali bin Abi Talib. He's brought by Fazal bin Abbas. He's brought into the masjid in that weak condition. He sits on the minbar. He begins his khutbah. Various kitabs of khutbah is there. One section of it, first section. What does he say? Abdun khayyarahu Allah bayna an yu'tiyahu zahrat ad-dunya wa bayna liqa'a rabbih. There is a person. Oh my Sahaba, Abu Sayyid Khudri narrates this radiallahu anhu. He says, my Nabi said there is a person. Allah gave him a choice. What choice? The wealth of this world. Life up till Qiyamah according to the riwayat of Abu Muwayhiba radiallahu anhu. Or meeting Allah or Akhirat. He says this person chose Akhirat over the dunya. The moment he said this, Fabaka Abu Bakrin, Abu Bakr burst into tears. Fadainaka bi abaina wa ummahatina. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. Abu Sa'id Khudri says, we were shocked. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us about some person who was given the choice between life in this world and the world or Akhirat. Abu Bakr is crying. Why? What is the connection? He says, Kana Abu Bakrin A'lamana. Abu Bakr had the most understanding and knowledge from all of us. He knew mutakhayyar. The one being given the choice is Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is why my Nabi said, لَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنَ النَّاسِ أَمَنَّ عَلَيَّ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَمَالِهِ مِنْ أَبِي بَكْرٍ. No one of my ummah has done more ihsan upon me with his life and his wealth than Abu Bakr. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ خَلِيلًا لَتَّخَلْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا. If I had to choose a khalil amongst the people, it would have been Abu Bakr. But I am Khalilullah. Allah is my khalil. With Abu Bakr, it is my love and devotion to him. Then in that khutbah, like I said, I've run out of time. What was heavy on the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What was his ruhani miras? Prepare for maut. Prepare for maut. Prepare for maut. And what is the preparation? Innahu qad dana minni huququn min baini adhurikum. Ala faman kuntu jalattuhu dhahran fahadha dhahri falyastaqdi minhu. Waman kuntu shatamtu lahu irdan fahadha irdi falyastaqdi minhu. Waman kuntu akhadtu lahu malan fahadha mali falyastaqdi minhu. O my Sahaba, I lived amongst you. Perhaps I insulted someone. Perhaps I took the wealth of someone by mistake, inadvertently. Perhaps I hurt the feeling of someone. Perhaps I lashed out of someone. Today I am in front of you. I am begging you. Take your haq back from me. I want to meet Allah with my slate clean. And don't fear. Don't fear that I will become upset if you demand your right. You will be more beloved to me if you demand your right. Do not fear. Do not fear when it comes back to paying your rights, to getting your affairs in order. Fuduhu dunya, the insult or the recrimination of this world, do not fear. Allah, inna fuduha al-akhirah, inna fuduha al-dunya, aysar min fuduha al-akhirah. Any recrimination or embarrassment of this world is pale and insignificant before the embarrassment of akhirat. Abdullah bin Masood radiallahu anhu used to say, al-qatlu fi sabilillah, tukaffiru dhunuba kullaha illa al-amana. Giving your life in the path of Allah, becoming shaheed also, all the sins will be forgiven except amanat, trust, someone's right that you took. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimullah would say, the great scholar of Islam, he would say, I prefer returning one dirham that I took of someone's unjustly than spending 600,000 dirhams in sadaqah and charity. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day he said to the ummah, Al-hal tadruna man il-muflis? Oh my sahaba, do you know who is the bankrupt man of my ummah? They said, man la dirham lahu wala mata, the one who has no wealth. He said, no. Innal muflis min ummati, man yati yawm al-qiyamah bi salatin wa siyamin wa zakah. It is that person who will come before Allah. Salah, siyam, zakat, hajj, tabligh, everything will be there. But akala mada hada, daraba hada, shatama hada, qadafa hada, he swore someone, hurt the feeling of someone, ate up the right of someone, usurped the haq of someone. One by one the plaintiffs will be landed, lined up, and that person who's was tahajjud guzar will be in Jahannam with the zina of someone else. That person who was tahajjud guzar will be in Jahannam because of the bay namazi of someone else. Once his good deeds get finished, their evils will be placed upon him. That is the bankrupt person of my ummah. He delivered this khutbah before Zohar. It's mentioned in the riwayat, I've run out of time. I have to repeat this after Zohar again. Man kana indahu madlamatun, anyone that has been oppressed, demand his right today. Why? Because the day is coming when there will be no wealth. There it will be a'mal. Ruhani mirath, spiritual legacy. Sort out your affairs. Clean up your financial act. You have hurt or broken ties with someone. Clean that up now. Any recrimination or embarrassment of this world is insignificant compared to the embarrassment of akhirat. Allah give us tawfiq wa khair.